It's like Moneyball for umpires. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Andy Euler in for Molly Wood. With the World Series just around the corner, we're hearing a lot about player stats. Teams have been taught to use baseball's copious amounts of data to exploit market inefficiencies and squeeze every last bit of productivity out of their players. But another issue is when an umpire gets a call wrong, and Major League Baseball is trying to make those instances less frequent. Over the summer, robot umpires helped officiate a minor league game. The goal is not only to improve accuracy of the calls, but to speed up the game to get more butts in the seats. Boston University professor Mark Williams thinks there's a way to use technology to make human umps better at their jobs before we turn the reins over to the bots. He just launched an app that serves as a kind of digital baseball card for umpires. It's called Ump Scores. You can see how many calls a given umpire has historically gotten wrong. I asked Williams, what's the idea behind turning the spotlight on the umps?
Umpires on average make 14 bad calls a game. So that's roughly 1.6 errors per inning. That can dramatically impact a game. So it's really interesting to say, well, what areas are they weakest in? You know, there's certain umps, for example, that do very well in certain parks. There's certain umps that do very well with certain pitchers and certain teams. So the data is there, and all we're doing is really creating the analytics.
So is MLB going to ask you if they should be using this app? Are the fans going to be able to sort of write proverbial emails and letters about umps that aren't doing the job right?
Well, the hope here is that this app is really going to highlight those really strong umps and also give a tool that can be used by Major League Baseball, could be used by the umps themselves, really to study their blind spots in areas where they could improve.
I was going to ask you about the scrutiny of umpires and how it could change the games. It sounds like you think they do need more help from technology. Is that fair?
Absolutely. I think human collaboration with technology will improve their performance dramatically. You know, behind home plate, there is no technology at all. Fans, when we're watching on TV or if you're live streaming, you have access to technology that tells you where the strike zone is and shows you the accuracy rate. But yet behind home plate, these umpires have to do it the old-fashioned way, just by human judgment, and humans make mistakes.
Are we worried about sort of call reviews and things like that, like we see in certainly the NFL? I mean, are umpires going to be scrutinized to that extent where coaches are throwing red flags and asking that a strike call be reviewed?
Well, right now, the ejection rate this year was over 220 ejections. It was 35% greater than it was last year. So there is increased frustration by players and managers, and I'm sure by fans, that the ejections are occurring in part because of disputes of calls behind home plate. So there is a need to improve what's going on behind home plate. I think there's a great opportunity here as well, just for fans to learn more about how hard it is to be an umpire, the profession itself, and how could improve it.
I was going to ask you, you of course, are a finance professor. This app it's going to cost us a buck to download. Why not make it free?
Right. Well, baseball is a game of nines. And, you know, nine innings, nine people on the field, and I thought 99 cents was about right. This is a labor of love. I don't expect to break even at all on this, but I do expect to help fans and hopefully better the game through the experience of being able to know your ump.
Mark Williams developed an app called Ump Scores. It grades umps and also shows us that weather conditions affect certain umpires just like it does the players. For example, some do really well in domes, others not so much. Now for some related links. Williams, a Red Sox fan, told me that he imagines one day fans will turn his app into a sort of fantasy sports game. So instead of drafting a shortstop and getting points when he hits a homer, you'll be drafting umpires and get points for their accuracy behind the plate. It sounds crazy, but I also thought I'd never be in a fantasy golf league. And if you're not into fantasy umpiring quite yet, you might be interested in a different new app that evaluates a pitcher's performance instead. It's called Pitch Grader. There's a piece about it on The Ringer. It was developed by Wayne Boyle, a Long Island engineer who spent decades designing audio equipment. He only developed the app to help his kid make his high school baseball team. The app takes pitch data and tries to predict a batter's weaknesses, strengths, and most importantly, how to exploit them. After college baseball teams started using the app, it became Boyle's new source of income. He charges $7,500 a year for amateur teams and $15,000 a year for pro teams. We've got more info on marketplacetech.org. And according to the trade publication Baseball Reference, like we told you earlier, baseball is trying to do what it can to speed up the game. Because slower games means fewer ticket sales. Attendance has declined for 6 of the past 7 seasons. And fewer admissions means a lower gate, which means less money for teams. But the league isn't just talking about robot umps to speed things up. Officials say they're discussing limiting the number of pitchers a team can use in a given game. Last year, that number was a record high 4.36. That's an awful lot of time for peanuts and Cracker Jack. I'm Andy Euler, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Now go watch some baseball.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.